Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Breakbeat Edit Lab in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow. So instead of stuffing the arrangement with more and more sounds, we're going to make the groove move by editing the break, shaping the automation, and resampling the best moments into new material. This is a very drum and bass way to think. In Jungle, Rollers, Darker Halftime Switches, and Neuro-Adjacent Edits, the edit section is where a track starts sounding expensive. It's that space between phrases where the energy shifts, the drums start breathing differently, and the listener feels that something is about to happen. If your break edit is too static, the track gets repetitive fast. If it's too busy, the groove loses its authority. So the goal here is movement with discipline. Think of this lesson as building a little modular DNB phrase, a main break, some layered transient support, a bass response that opens and closes around the drums, and a set of automation moves that create tension, release, and switch-ups without clutter. First, choose a break that can survive aggressive editing. You want something with a clear transient profile and enough ghost note detail to support movement. Classic Amen-style material works great. Funk breaks with strong snare placement work great. Even a modern drum loop can work if it has the right texture. Drag the break into an audio track and warp it so it locks to the project tempo. For this style, start around 172 to 174 BPM. If the break feels smeared, change the warp mode. Beats is usually best for punchy, transient, heavy material. Complex Pro is better for more tonal, roomy breaks. And Tones is only really useful if the break is narrow and not too noisy. Now here's an advanced mindset shift. Do not overslice the break right away. A lot of producers go straight into grid surgery and end up destroying the feel. Instead, find the musically useful points first. Maybe that's the kick pickup, the main snare, a ghost snare, a hat run, a fill hit, or the end of bar tail. You want enough detail for groove, but not so much that the performance disappears. Next, build a break edit rack or a dedicated break bus. I like a hybrid approach. Keep the main break as audio clips, then use a drum rack or separate one-shots for extra fills and accents. On the break bus, add drum bus, EQ8, saturator, and glue compressor if needed. Keep it practical. You're not trying to destroy the loop. You're trying to make it feel denser, more alive, and more intentional. A good starting point is light saturation, modest compression, and only subtle low-end enhancement. Drum bus drive around 5 to 15% can work nicely. Saturator with 1 to 4 dB of drive and soft clip-on can add urgency. Blue compressor should be used gently, maybe with a 1.5 to 2 to 1 ratio, a slower attack, and a medium release. The big idea here is contrast. In DNB, a tiny ghost hit before the snare can be more musical than another huge transient. Now start shaping the groove at the clip level. This is where the edit becomes a performance. Use clip gain, fade handles, and warp markers to tighten messy hits. Extend a ghost note, pull a snare slightly forward or backward for swing, or duplicate the last two hits of a bar and mutate them into a fill. A useful DNB trick is to let the first bar feel stable, and the second bar feel a little more destabilized. That gives the phrase a natural energy curve. For example, bar 1 can stay close to the original break, bar 2 can introduce a ghost snare or reverse tail, and then bar 4 can land a fill with filter movement and a short delay send. When you find a strong shape, consolidate it so the edit becomes one clean phrase you can automate and resample more easily. Now we get to the heart of the lesson. Automation first movement. Instead of adding more layers, automate the existing break, so it evolves over time. Focus on the break bus and use automation on EQ8, saturator, drum bus, utility, and auto filter. A really effective move is to slowly close a low-pass filter over one or two bars, then snap it open right before the snare or impact. That creates the feeling of the break pulling back and then lunging forward. You can also automate small gain dips of 1 to 3 dB before a fill or a drop, or add a little extra saturation at the peak of the phrase. Even a short reverb send on one ghost hit can create space without washing out the groove. This is where the automation-first mindset becomes powerful. The ear locks onto movement. In loop-based music, automation is what makes a pattern feel like an arrangement. It suggests new material without necessarily adding new material. Now add the bass, but keep it in conversation with the break, not in competition with it. A simple sub plus a mid bass or res layer is perfect. Use a clean sine-based sub and operator or wave-eatable. Keep it mono with utility, and let it support the kick and snare logic. Short note lengths help the sub breathe. For the mid bass, keep the movement in the mids, not the sub region. Wavitable, operator, or a resampled bass patch all work well. Add some saturation, maybe an auto filter, and possibly corpus if you want that metallic edge. The phrasing matters here. Let the bass answer the snare. Leave the first half of the bar lighter. Hit more aggressively on the offbeats or just after the snare. Then automate the bass filter to open slightly over the last two beats of a four-bar phrase. A simple rule helps. When the break closes down, let the bass open up. When the drums hit harder, let the bass simplify. That contrast is what makes the edit feel intentional. Once you've got a strong 4-bar or 8-bar motion, resample it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record the phrase while the automation plays. This is a huge workflow advantage because now you've committed to a sound, and you've turned it into a fresh building block. You can chop it into micro-edits, reverse a slice for a fill, flatten it into a transition hit, or layer it under the original for extra density. This is one of the most important habits in advanced breakbeat production. Commit earlier than feels comfortable. Endless live tweaking can make a loop sound nervous. Resampling makes it feel decided. It sounds more confident. From there, build a transition system for switch-ups and phrase resets. Use a return with reverb for splash, not wash. Use echo with short feedback for a rhythmic tail. Automate auto filter for sweeps. Add a reversed cymbal or reversed break slice. Then layer in an impact hit or a sub drop at the phrase end. A strong arrangement shape might be something like this. Bars 1 through 4 are the main break edit. Bars 5 through 8 become more filtered, while the bass opens up. Then on the last beat of bar 8 you hit a reverse fill, cut the sub for a breath, and launch into the next variation. In darker DNB, subtraction often hits harder than extra noise. A half bar of space can make the drop back and feel massive. Now let's talk about mix decisions inside the edit itself. Don't wait until the master bus to solve problems. If the break gets muddy, use EQ8 to reduce some boxiness around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats get harsh, tame the 7 to 10 kHz range. Keep the snare transient clear. Don't crush the whole loop so hard that it loses its shape. On the bass side, mono the sub and keep stereo widening away from the low end. If the reese is too wide, narrow it until the center feels stable. Also, check your headroom. In DNB, if the edit section is already smashed into the master, your automation loses impact. You want the section to feel strong, not crushed. A good test is to mute the bass and listen only to the break automation. Then mute the drums and listen only to the bass movement. If each part works on its own, the combination will usually translate much better. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't over-edit every bar. DNB needs repetition to groove. Don't let the break own too much low end. Let the sub handle that job. Don't automate too wildly. A small filter move or a 1 to 3 dB change is often enough. Don't let the bass fight the kick and snare pocket. Shorten notes if needed and give the snare room. And don't make the transition louder just for the sake of it. More tension usually beats more volume. If you want a darker, heavier result, use saturation like parallel crunch. Keep the original break clear, and add just enough drive to create urgency. Automate a slow filter close over two bars, then a fast reopen in the final quarter note. Add reverb only to ghost notes or fills. For rollers, let the bass answer less often. Bass can hit harder than constant motion. And if the edit needs minutes, resample it and process the audio again with drum bus, then cut out one or two beats, so it feels like a controlled rupture. Here's a simple practice move. Set a 15-minute timer. Pick one break. Warp it cleanly at 172 to 174 BPM. Chop it into 4 to 6 useful slices. Put the slices through drum bus, EQ8, and saturator. Automate a low-pass filter on the drum bus from around 8 kHz down to 250 or 500 Hz over two bars. Add a simple sub-line with three or four notes. Resample the best four bars. Reverse one slice for a fill and make one final decision. Cut a beat, add a ghost note, or automate a short reverb send on the last hit. The big takeaway is simple. In DNB, the edit is a performance. Use Ableton Live 12 to shape the breakbeat with automation instead of endless layers. Build from a break that can survive strong editing. Automate the drum bus for movement and tension. Keep the bass in conversation with the break. Resample your strongest phrases into new edit material. And use subtraction and contrast to make transitions hit harder. If your automation is musical and your edit is disciplined, even a small loop can feel like a full DNB section with weight, depth, and momentum. That's the lab mindset. That's how you make the break evolve.